This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
That's how I feel about the NBA. I am so ready to get to the postseason. Like, get on with it already. Like, I'm so tired of the regular season. Can't we play some meaningful games soon?
I agree. Do you know how tired I'm saying things like, the Bulls are holding on to the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference, holding off the Wizards. Man, I tell you what a run this has been for both of these teams trying to squeeze into the play-in. Yeah, we know who the good teams are. And yes, it is interesting that teams are jockeying for playoff position. I get all of that. That's all well and fine. But I'm like, and also just from a betting perspective, like these lines are ridiculous now. Because like it is in any sport, we know the haves and the have-nots have been separated. And the teams that have quit have quit. Like the Blazers, for example, how many players did they suit up last night? Seven. They've lost 11 of 12. They've completely quit. So the number was 14.5 against the Kings. And the Kings covered, but I don't want to lay 14.5 points. So betting-wise, like it's one thing to sort of have this mental exhaustion of, all right, I'm ready for the playoffs, and I think the players are the same way. But betting-wise, it's even tougher because, man, there are monster spreads, and it's really tough to handicap when you're talking about these potential backdoor covers.
Yeah, especially, like you said, it's built into the number. And one of those teams that's been notorious at not covering those numbers is the Boston Celtics. Favorites of 10 or more points since December 16th, 6-8 straight up and 5-9 against the spread. That is per Julian Edlow, who I follow on Twitter. I think he lives in Boston, so he always puts out great Celtics nuggets. But yeah, they're one of those teams that kind of sleepwalks through some of these games against lesser opponents. So tonight we will see, because they're not playing a lesser opponent. They are playing the Bucks, who are absolutely rolling. So we'll see what kind of competition level the Celtics will bring. Do you have reservations betting on the Celtics? Because for me, that's not a team that I really want to trust. Despite how talented and how good and how high their ceiling is, I tend to stay away from their games just because what we've seen from them over the past month.
I think they're just sort of wildly inconsistent, like very good, but inconsistent at the same time. And particularly when you're talking about betting numbers, right? So yeah, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're winning basketball games, but there are times when you think the Celtics are going to show up and then they just sort of disappear. I don't know why, because clearly when you look at the odds, this is one of the favorites to win the NBA title. I understand that. They played in the finals last year. Their lineup is unbelievable. But yeah, I'm kind of like you, where they're certainly more consistent than many teams, but for a team of this caliber, you would expect, I think, more consistency.
For sure, especially from a team that went all the way to the NBA Finals. Like, you would expect this maybe last year from this Celtics team, and I guess we did see it, because remember the Celtics last year started the season terrible and then finished really well? Wasn't that the case? I'm trying to remember. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I think that's right. I forget.
Or just they had a stretch where they were really bad.
Yes. That's what it was. They had a stretch, and then they sort of pulled together. But I think the one thing when it comes to the Celtics, if we're talking about the playoffs, is that I need to see it. And I just remember Jason Tatum sort of wilting a little bit for him under the spotlight last year of the finals. So I wonder this time around, will he have learned from that and be able to step up to the playoffs? And I don't have the answer to that, but I don't want to bet Boston until I see it.
Well, and also you're betting against other teams in the East, and that's not something I want to do in the postseason if mm-hmm. we're talking about the postseason, because look at how good the Bucks look. Like, they are peaking at the right time. Giannis, you know, is Giannis. Like, he is an MVP caliber player, but it's the other players on their roster that have had exceptional seasons. Chris Middleton now back in the starting lineup. And also what we've seen from Drew Holiday, offensively speaking, because he's always been a great mm-hmm. defender, one of the best defenders in the league. But now we've seen him go to this extra gear where he's averaging, I think, the most points per game that he's had in, like, quite some time. Like, the other night, what was it, last night? He went off for, what, 51 points? So maybe that is a factor tonight, because it's a back-to-back for the Bucks, who are hosting mm-hmm. the Celtics, laying 2.5. Does it scare you at all that the Bucks played last night and put up all these numbers and scored 149 points?
Yes, it does. I think the Celtics are the right side. The money is moving in Boston's direction, but man, I am not going to bet this game. The NBA is, it's not kryptonite, but it's really tough to bet on right now. And if you look at the Celtics, they are 5-2 against the number in their last seven. But when you think about Milwaukee, like you were saying, back end of a back-to-back. And also, I wonder, they just got Giannis back in the lineup. And this is a bit of a precarious situation for Milwaukee, because they have, what, a three-game cushion in the East, mm-hmm. but also they want to stay healthy. So I think there's a small possibility. I don't think it happens, but I do think there's a small possibility that maybe they hold out Giannis tonight. And you don't want to give a game away, but at the same time, you're playing for the long term. You're playing to try to win a title and get your guys ready to go. I think the Celtics are the right side based on the money and based on the back-to-back situation for Milwaukee, but I don't want to touch this game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doesn't it feel like the same scenario as when the Celtics played the Kings on the road a while mm-hmm. back, and they were 5-point favorites and the line didn't seem to make like a ton of sense? You thought to yourself, well, you know, the Celtics haven't been playing great basketball. Why would they be favorites here? I don't want to trust them. Mm-hmm. But we saw all the money come in on the Celtics, and that was the right play. Doesn't it remind you kind of that scenario?
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's exactly what it is. And also, this is where coaching comes into play, and I think Mike Budenholzer is a guy that I trust more than anyone. But also with the Bucks, no matter who is potentially held out, Chelsea, we've seen this all season long with this team, and that's another reason why I hesitate on maybe the Celtics tonight, is that if you look at the Bucks, they have had moments all year long where Giannis didn't play, Chris Middleton didn't play, or Drew Holiday didn't play, and they just find a way to win because they're a great team.
Yeah, and it should be noted that in the head-to-head matchup, Boston has won all three against the spread, going 2-1 straight up against Milwaukee. And like you said, I think there were some injuries in some of those games. But mm-hmm. still, Boston plays up to the level of their competition as well. It's not just down to the level of their competition. Continuing on with our NBA coverage on this NBA Thursday, let's go to Denver, where the Nuggets are hosting the Pelicans. We've got Denver laying 7.5. Not seeing a total just yet. Jinx, I know my initial lean on this one. It seems very square, but are you mm-hmm. willing to fade the Nuggets here? I don't think I am.
I If I had to bet on this game, I would bet on the Pelicans, but I'm not going to fade the Nuggets at home because we bet on the Nuggets at home a lot of times this season, and they have been a moneymaker. But New Orleans is getting the money here. This line opened with, I believe, the Nuggets laying 9.5, or I'm sorry, laying 9, and the number has come down because money is hitting New Orleans. New Orleans is 5-1 against the number in their last 6, so I don't want to bet against a team that has been a wagon at home all season. That is definitely Denver, but it feels like this number is maybe a shade too high just because New Orleans is playing good basketball right now.
Yeah, they are. And I think maybe that's the case with the 7.5, but I don't think it's a game I'm willing to play just because, like you said, the Nuggets have been so, so good at home. Blistering numbers, 32-6 straight up, and against the spread, 23-14-1. Do you think the MVP race has a place here? Because I'm seeing on the injury report that Nikola Jokic is questionable in this one, but I would imagine that this number would not be where it is if Nikola Jokic was not playing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Embiid is going to win this thing. Right now he's at plus 125.
Really?
I would give it to Jokic, but here's the thing, is that there's been so much made about Joel Embiid from different areas, different media members, from Embiid himself, about Joel Embiid not winning the MVP. Joel Embiid not winning the MVP. And I think this narrative has been created, and I think it's a bit unfair to Nikola Jokic, who absolutely has deserved to win this award the past couple of years. I think there's been this narrative created that Joel Embiid deserves to win the MVP, and it hasn't been fair. I disagree with that, but all things being equal here, if it's close, I feel like the writers will finally say, okay, let's give it to Embiid because it's close and it's his time. I disagree with that, but I kind of think that may happen.
Yeah, and then an important information place to look at is the latest MVP straw poll. And Joel Embiid actually leads Nikola Jokic 790 to 788. That is proof how close this race is. Mm-hmm. So this is a poll of like the writers. So right now it looks like your analysis is probably correct, but I don't know. It feels like a toss-up for me. I have Nikola Jokic. Yeah. 4-1, that is a ticket that I've had for quite some time.
Nice.
I've seen it fluctuate, and I'm like, okay, do I hedge now on Joel Embiid and try to get some guaranteed money at plus 125, or do you think I just leave it alone?
Nah, you ride that bad boy out. Right now, Nikola Jokic is still the favorite, and it looks like he is going to play tonight. And also, of the two, Nikola Jokic is definitely healthier. I know we only have a handful of games left, but I think there is a possibility that Joel Embiid maybe sits out a game, certainly more so than the possibility that the Joker is going to sit out, and maybe that tips the scales in your direction. If you had a bigger ticket, I would say hedge, but at 4-1, just go with it.
I think so too, especially the way that we're seeing Joel Embiid kind of close out the season. Like I watched that Sixers game last night. He played and he got the win and he got 25 points, which I think that was the goal for him, is to simply play. Because that's one of the arguments against him, is that he just doesn't play in that many games or nearly is as durable as Nikola Jokic. So we'll see.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.